Blog Talk Radio.
Saturday. Hold on. I'll get this.
You got it, Adam?
Bear with us. I don't know what happened.
No, I'm with you. Or I can put another song on.
Well, we'll play the intro. We'll play the intro song later. Well, welcome back, my friends.
I'll play a bit of my intro song. Just one second.
Here we go.
My intro song. Here we go. Out of this 1 minute of electric flow. Now we can start.
Okay. Well, welcome, my friends, to the show where I pretend. What the hell? I'm Jay Hatter, your host tonight. With me is AP Taylor from Down Under, a sweet potato pie, a sweet pea, and Deborah Lee.
Whoop, she dropped. I think she's coming back, but she did drop. So just you and me and, sorry.
Oh.
Right on cue.
Hello.
She comes back.
Hello.
Hello. How are you?
Hello. Better. Is that better?
No, much better. Considerably better. We can hear you and you're not floating underwater. Yep. Perfect.
Awesome.
And Hatter, we have somebody else too. We have another person with us. We have 506. Hello, 506. How are you? Hello, 506.
Hello, Lady A.
Hello, Lady A. Hello, Lady A. Is that you? Hello.
Maybe it's the other one.
Maybe it is the other one.
I'm going to
pick that one up too. She's got two lines happening. Hello, 506.
Hello.
Ha! It was the other one, Hattie. You were right. You had two lines in the studio, Lady A, and we weren't sure which one you were on.
Yes, I called, and then it sort of just did nothing, and so I called back, and then I got you.
So yeah, pretty much like our show all over, really. But, yeah, no, fair enough, too. No, all good. So you found us. Well done. Thank you. And, Hatter, just to complete the cycle, we have 440, which probably is Stephen. Hello, 440. How are you?
Hello, you're great. It's Stephen. Doing well. How are you?
Yep, there you go.
Yes,
very well. Good to see you. So then, Hatter, you've got the whole board now. Now you can do your intro.
Starting with a full house already.
We are.
Eddie, who's rushed for time? First question.
Me.
Yeah, me too.
So we've got a couple of me. That was Sweet and Stephen, I think. So we will probably do the traditional thing first and put Stephen's up on the board first, because that's what we do normally. And because you normally have to wake up some ridiculous hour, Stephen, after this in order to go under the crust. So.
Indeed. All right.
Anyways, so, Stephen, your poem is up on the board.
All right, yeah. Some of you may have heard this one before. And cats and dogs, I had thought of my old dog, my old Australian, my old Aussie Shepherd, Strider. And this is called, Where's My Puppy? So many memories I still hold with Strider, my Aussie dog. Tug of war and out for war, so he prefers to jog. keeping my feet warm on cold winter nights, or hogging the whole bed. All these things do make me smile when I reach into my head. But the memory that brings a chuckle and even brings a laugh is if I yelled, "Where's my puppy?" He'd come running so very fast. End poem.
Cute. Very cute.
Tricolor. Yeah.
And
dog.
Very cute.
Wow.
Australian. And Strider is so much a better name than Aragorn, I find. You know, Aragorn's a strange name for a dog, and Strider works really well.
I agree.
Sweet. Did you want to say some words? I think you should say some words, really, in terms of background and puppies and all things Australian doggish.
Well, first of all, I can't believe, I mean, we've talked about Strider, but I've never read this poem. I mean, I've never heard this poem. So I'm kind of like, wow. I'm like almost in tears. It's just so beautiful, especially the memory that brings a chuckle and even brings a laugh. Is if I yell, "Where's my puppy?" He's come running so very fast. It's amazing what they know and love. And oh my God, what a beautiful dog. If you have an Australian Shepherd, you have a friend for life. And I know how deep that friendship is, and I don't know how deep that loss is. And this is just beautiful, Stephen, and my heart and my love, it goes running to the depths of yours through this pub.
Oh, thank you, sweet.
Yeah. Being a puppy owner also.
Puppy dog. We've got two further people had to bring in. We've got Deb, who, of course, is the head of the team of voices and controls the door and the fence and all that stuff in terms of letting people in. So, hello, Deb. How are you?
We got a fence.
Well, we think we do. I think we do.
Cool.
I mean, that's why
we've got
the dog. We've got the dog on the fence. You know, I'm just saying. And then I think we've got Sky. Hello, Sky. How are you?
You. Hello.
Sky. Good to have you here.
Hello.
I was just doing the echo bit. Yep, like that. So Hannah, we've now got a whole heap of people that we can ask about this poem. So I was going to go to Lady A and get her interpretation of the puppy in the poem.
Yeah, go ahead. Playing a little catch-up here.
Well,
Lady A, what do you think?
Hello?
Hello?
Can you hear me now?
Yeah. I can.
Okay, I don't know what's going on, but just, I'm sorry. Stephen's poem, I thought it was endearing, and he looks like a very happy dog. But you don't have him anymore, or is that your dog? That Hatter posted a picture. Is that the, no? That's not your picture of dog, is it?
That's my picture.
No. Strider had ended up getting cancer, and we had to put him down.
Oh, there he is. Yeah, stupid. But I thought, you know, like, they know, I find animals are amazing, and dogs in particular, because you say, "Where's my puppy?" And he knew you were, it was like calling his name. And they're so smart, and they can tell when a person loves them. And even if someone's harsh with a dog, I don't want to say cruel, but if they're harsh, he'll come and lick that hand still. They're so loyal. And this is a sweet story. And I'm sorry that you lost him.
Thank you, Lady.
You're welcome.
And Hatter, did you want to say a few words about Stephen's puppy dog?
Yeah, I can relate to all this, especially having an Aussie. I got the picture of blue dogs, so they're both tricolor Aussies.
Yeah.
Which is cool.
Pretty dog.
Well, Australian Shepherd was actually bred in California in the 19th century. It originally came across with sheep from Australia, and breeders in California took the lead and came up with this great animal that's just been fantastic as a, you know, with kids and with herding animals and just about every other bit and piece. Frisbees, I think, even.
Bears.
Bears? Really? Bears?
Bears.
Okay.
I just met a group of people that are training their Aussies to be bear. They keep bears away. I was like, what?
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah, well, there you go. So they're pretty flexible. Anyway, now, Stephen, did you want to pump your show before you have to disappear into the night air?
Sure, yeah. Our next show over at Aquatic Slice of Life is The Mortuary of Shadows on Monday night at 11:30 p.m. Eastern. And we're still sticking with the Christmas in July theme. This time Kate found a lot of darkly humorous memes of the elf on the shelf.
When in doubt, go the elf. There you go. So, thank you, Stephen. It's been a pleasure to have you with us, and hopefully you'll get enough sleep before you have to roll out of bed and start this all again.
Thank you, AP.
Lucky duck. Have a good one.
You too. Take care, everyone.
Okay, talk soon.
Gonna be surprised when we pop in one morning and have breakfast.
Well, I'm very surprised for me, but I'd love to.
Knock first, please.
I've got to go 5 miles. You're more than five miles away, aren't you, Stephen? So that would make it impossible at the minute. But anyway, good to talk to you. Now, sweet.
Yeah.
You did say that you were on a time jam, didn't you? Because I heard that.
Yeah, I did. But I really, if you can't do the collab, that's okay. You guys can wait till later.
No.
But
well,
I do want to hear that.
And so what we might do, Deb, do we have the collab? Because we might do the collab and then do Sky. How's that go? And then we'll work it out from there. So, Deb, do we have have you had time to put the collab together? I guess that's a good question.
Yeah, it's together. Hopefully Sky has time to wait to go second. Sky, is that cool?
Thank you.
Okay, fingers crossed.
Yes,
cool.
Thank you.
Okay.
I just didn't want to stay too long because I still got the 13-year-old and the 6-year-old. I got to move.
No, I understand.
Just checking, and I'm grabbing it and putting it on the board. And
brilliant.
It's a collab. So let's see.
It's a collab.
Yeah. It's called Please Don't Scare the Animals. Here we go. Floating on by Ponjazz Number Spell, unicorns and birds with horns gather round the pool, and centrally smiling is a hippo hippopotamus on summer days bringing hippo waves crashing to the shore. His head is covered in parrots with antler and with hippo birds writing words to read between the lines on photographs and platypus playing on a seahorse skipping a school day. Then on shore, the bear and striped fox watch thus as dolphins fly while narwhals cry, seeking things to give away, staring at seahorses hang onto a carousel in the lily pads like those they had in a place to hide and play. Now a dolphin and a narwhal listen into pleas and the seahorse tails on carousels running in circles in the sea, while in all the critters are missing tarantula, two grizzly bears stop to stare chasing out to sea. Then as a toad plays under an umbrella, those keys pop the bubbles and beaks are now shovels digging holes to bury treasure for the unicorns on Cameo broken glass and stereo peaks. In the image are three colored platypus, almost recognize their wild duck bills here, but are the three critters anonymous, hunting hummingbirds by pointed hats, and is each shaded deep blue from the cold or from fear? And told.
Well, we've both got the narwhals and the dolphins together, which is interesting.
Yes, it is.
And that's kind of fun. And
platypus.
I think we recognize the platypus, which is cool. I actually worked out there were three right near the end. I thought there were only two, but of course there were three. That's kind of fun, really. But that's not so easy to put together either, Deb, in those two forms, by the way.
No, I would never describe this one as easy. Just saying.
No. Okay. So, Skye, what did you think of this confection of stuff?
And this is a whole lot of crazy going on. It's a lot of stuff in the picture.
Yeah.
So, I really like, Deb, that you pick out pictures that have so many different things so that when you pull from it, there's so many different elements. I still say, and I think I'm going to say from here on out, it's like playing I Spy with those picture prompts, and you can kind of see them throughout the poetry. Now a dolphin and narwhal listens and flees, and the seahorse tails on carousel running in circles in the sea, while all the critters are missing, a tarantula, two grizzly bears stop and stare, chasing out the sea. This was really like a really pretty cool fantasy. I'm not sure if it's like a fantasy or somebody ate some mushrooms, but either way, I think this is brilliant.
Sort of. It's very different.
It could really go either way.
Very different.
Really,
you could take it either way. Sweet. What did you think? I mean, there weren't any puppy dogs there, but apart from that, just about every other animal you'd want to name. But what did you think?
Well, I'm very upset over the Godfather Duck Bill because he's got the platypus who's doing his dirty business. They're skipping school.
Mm.
And the poor narwhal is always crying. Okay?
Mm.
This is some concern for me. Okay?
I get that.
And, you know, the platypuses are out messing around with everybody. I mean, look at them. They're in here. They're messing on the where are they at? They're missing school. They're...
Yep.
Bowing down to the duck bill. They're on the seahorses. Yeah. They're popping the bubbles. They're messing with the unicorn on the cameo broken glass. I think the whole poem is centered around the Godfather, the wide duck bill, and how he's making the platypuses, the three-colored platypuses, throughout this poem just cause all kinds of chaos. And that's what I see.
Nothing go with
just
that.
Just won't listen.
Nothing go with that. What do you think about Hatter? You can own that. I can own that.
I'm still going over it. Try to pick. Yeah, it must not have been easy, Deborah.
Well, I said that.
Concur.
Because,
did you have to break lines up to fit?
Usually I try to. Do, like if it's your line, you have the whole line in a couple of these spots. I had to put a few words from one line and carry it into the next to make it make sense. But in general, I always try to keep as close to your original wording as I can. There was a little extra speaking, but there's so much chaos and so much going on in the photo that all the chaos in the wording at first was making me want to rip my hair out, and then I thought, well, wait a minute. Let me do this backwards and try to force some of the inner rhyme to sound so good that you don't notice that in all the places it does an outer rhyme, which is really funny because I started with a totally rhyming three verse yep. set of lines from AP, and an internally yep. rhyming bunch of lines from Hatter, and usually I can tweak them around AP's lines. Rhymes.
Yep.
But this time I had to tweak AP's lines around Hatter's. If you get my drift.
Yep.
So it was like a little bit
yep.
different.
The other way.
A little
yep.
bit more of a
yep.
challenge,
yep.
but still. I love doing them, and I like how they come out. And this is number 51.
Wow.
Yeah, yeah.
51.
Wow.
51.
That's
yeah.
too much. Yeah. It's a lot, really. But there have been some really interesting ones that come out. And I still do think it's this type of image that works the best, Deb, when you've got lots of stuff going on. And lots of colour and lots of movement, and we then can put our own lenses across it and see what we come up with, you know. So I think they're the interesting ones.
Yeah, I think I found, too, that you guys dig deeper when there's 10 tons of stuff to thumb through.
Yeah.
Still always keeping enough to tie them together, but it brings you in a bunch of different directions, which is really cool. So.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree.
You know, I this might sound totally off the wall and really strange, but I think, excuse me, because Hatter was dealing with so much pain during the time up until this, that maybe he had a
yes.
little bit more of a struggle channeling you.
Yeah, maybe.
And or second-guessed himself more because he was in agony. I don't know how to explain it, but
I'm
going
to
blame it on the fact that you were in agony.
Yeah, that was it.
That'll do it. You know, you're running around in pain. It's very hard to channel anything, much less writing. So, anyway, there you go.
That's
intriguing piece.
Thank you, Deborah.
Great insight. I have to say, I love the image.
Awesome. Now, before you get started, just real quick, I'm going to say, on the side, I'm going to send you a picture, AP, that I was thinking of sending you both. However, if you don't recognize, excuse me, without giving anything away, if you don't recognize at least a fistful of the characters in this photo, please just tell me and I'll switch it out you'll see why. Back to the show.
Okay, cool. Got it. Okay, noted. Now, Sky, I know that you're on a tight time frame, so did you want to put something up on the board to read?
And you, I promised Patter to buy a Timberland Tech, so I brought him.
Cool.
Oh.
Christmas is canceled. So we're doing Christmas in July over here, too. But it is at Dogpole. So Christmas is canceled. This is for you, Hatter. I brought it back. It's an old one.
Yay.
Today on the television's most talked about series, Tobias Timberland Text and his tasty treats will become the pug who stole Christmas. If you thought Thanksgiving tactical theatrics of his tireless troublemaker were at the end, be forewarned because tragedy struck again. When a Santa tumbled through chimney stacks and didn't find tasty treats or treasured snacks, he took the traditional tree and toppling toys, the turkey and tinsel trimmings hung with joy. He went on a strike with a terrible toxic temper and canceled Christmas this December, all because the tenacious trickster himself greedily ate tempting treats left on the shelf. End quote.
Ha-ha. The pug goes and destroys Christmas by eating all of the gear left for Father Christmas. That's kind of cool. there's something
well
in
written.
That.
Just flowed.
And the pug knows what it's doing, too. I can see from its face. Lady A, did you want to pass a comment on Christmas being canceled?
Well, even though it might have been a bit of a... even though it may have been a bit of a struggle to write and put it together, might have been a little tougher than normal, but I think that you still do a fantastic job, the three of you together, and this reflects that. It's just professionally perfect.
And did you want to say some words about Sky's Christmas piece with the pug dog, Lady A?
You know what?
I'll give you.
I was Hatter's poem. Am I lost now?
That's why I said.
I'm very sorry. I completely did not hear Sky's.
No. I will give you a minute to have a look and. You will enjoy it because there are gingerbread men, there are milk, and there's a pug dog with a really sort of puggy expression.
I'm reading it now, yeah. I'm sorry, Sky.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I think puggy expression has something to it, Sky, by the way. I think that has something about it. Now, I was going to say, while Lady A is just doing a quick read, I wanted to shout out a huge congratulations because it's not the time for the Olympics yet. That's next week. But the X Games are on. You know, that of the all the street sort of stuff. And you might recall that one of the most famous competitors on the X Games on skateboard was Tony Hawk. And Tony Hawk came out of retirement in the last day to contest the skateboard tricks piece that's been his for years, in 53, I think. But he got beaten in the last 24 hours. He got beaten by Guy Curry, who was a 12-year-old from Brazil, Tony Hawk landed his famous 900, you know, that he goes upside down and twirls around, you know, multiple times. And then Guy Curry, at 12, comes out and does exactly the same trick but puts another 180 degrees on it and wins.
Wow.
The gold medal at the Skateboard X Games against the person that was his great sort of, you know, inspiration for taking on the sport. He's 40 years older than him, and he beats him. And I just sort of thought, that's really cool. So, congratulations to Guy Curry. Well done, kid. You've done a fantastic job. World looking at you. Now,
thank you.
You're saying that.
Yes.
Have you had a chance to look at the puggy expression and words of the pug about Christmas?
Yes, I have. I have, and I thought it was very creative, and it was to me. It brought Christmas into my my view quite vividly. It's probably my other than summer is my favorite time of year, and.
Mm-hmm.
I thought that the little trickster himself,
yes,
was really I don't know if you would want to punish him or admire him for his tenacity or
you can admire it.
But
yes.
I thought it was really good.
Cool.
Thank you, Lydia.
We can do that. And Deb, did you want to say some words about Sky's doggy piece?
Absolutely. This poem goes down as the night the doggy turned Santa Claus into the Grinch who stole Christmas. Because, like, man, talk about a temper tantrum. He jumps down, Santa comes down the chimney and sees his snacks and stuff are gone and says, "The heck with this, I'm taking the tree, I'm taking the turkey and my toxic temper and canceling Christmas." So I got the Scrooge vibe all because the dog ate the cookies. But I have to also note that I love the doggy's name. How cute is that?
Mm-hmm.
Great share.
Pretty cute. And sweet, did you want to say a few words about dogs and destroying Christmas or not?
Well, first off, this dog only took a couple cookies, so I think Santa was on a bad day anyway. Something had to be going on with Mrs.
Uh-huh.
Claus because it's just a couple cookies. Come on, let's get real.
Defend the dog. I get that.
I'm just saying the mm-hmm. that phase. Who could be mad at that phase? And I'm just saying
mm-hmm.
I've had a Christmas where Amadeus ate a prime rib, so a couple of cookies shouldn't be anything to anybody.
I'm getting it.
I love that.
I'm getting it. It just depends on how many places that pug dog's gone to and how quick he is. But that's exactly right. That's exactly right, Skye. You know, Santa, like all of us, gets to the point where he just says, if I'm missing one more bloody, you know, gingerbread man, then that's it for me. And, you know, Duff, Prance, the Dancer, and the rest of them, I'm out of here. So I completely get it.
That's right.
Completely get it. Yeah.
Poor Santa.
You know, everybody has a breaking point. And you know, maybe the pug dog was it. You know, just the fun. Now, Skye, I suspect that means that you're probably going to bid us an abundance of joy, but say farewell.
I do. I do. Thank you. I need to go. I need to let the 13-year-old have the couch so that he can go to bed. thank
Fair
you,
enough.
Guys.
Okay.
Next week, have you guys ever seen the movie Flash with Hannah Darrow and Tom Hanks?
Yes.
Oh, look at the 13-year-old running over here. So next week is we are celebrating the film Flash. So come by, write about any scene, any of the characters, any of the themes, any of the quotes. Just bring me something to pay homage to that, to the film, and that's what I'm doing at 8 o'clock Eastern Standard. Now,
lovely.
Sweet to meet. That's 8 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. And I'll be over there at a poetic place.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Sky. It's a pleasure to have you with
your
us. Cat. Okay, thank you. Okay.
Bye.
Now, Hatter, I'm going to give you the reins for a tick because I've just got somebody who's calling in who I don't recognize, so I'm just going to go in the green room for a tick. So I leave the show with you for a tick. Just one tick.
Sure. Yeah, we're going to look at... wait a minute, Sweet, are you in a rush too? Okay.
Yes, I am. I've got about another 10 minutes.
Can you go ahead and post yours for me, please?
I sure can.
Thank you.
Okay. Maybe I can. Maybe. Get over here.
I got it, though.
Okay. Oh, thank you. I got it. Just a second. All right. Woo-hoo. Thank you. So this is my shadow. The puppy that started it all for me.
Oh, I love this.
Hold on. Wait till it flashes up on mine.
Okay. Let me know when you got it, baby.
Okay.
Silly people had him in a cage, called him a poodle mix. It was a shame. Well, he had a tail and one brown eye and the other blue. Hair was curly, but I knew he was all Australian Shepherd from head to tail. Most are brown with them, not knobs. Oh, sorry, most are born without them knobs. Instantly I fell in love, something I had lost because of years of pain. Shadow soon become this pup's name. This dog changed everything. I finally married after 6 years of saying no. Shadow showed me love could grow. He exceeded everything he was asked to do. So I went back to graduate school. Finished my master's in my hand. Shadow picked up a frisbee, and the fun began. It wasn't about backyard fun. We had traveled across the United States. He was an amazing, a winner, we knew. 80 yards of frisbee flew, he sure did catch. In a world final competition, it was cool. Now he has a brother and a baby sister, too. At 12 years old, he still competes. Don't tell him he's an old fella. Doesn't know he is ill. I know my heart still gets still. But I struggle and love him, and I let him play. He can be him, the amazing puppy who has led me from a life of pain. into a life of love and adventure. My shadow is my everything and home.
That's such a cute puppy dog. What a great image.
Thank you.
Tear my heart out.
Yeah. Mine too.
Yeah. They're such cute, intelligent, and great friends. Puppy dogs like that.
Yeah.
And you know, you know him really well, and you know him better than himself at the minute, unfortunately, because you're just living with, you know, day to day, which is really, really sad. But in some ways, you
no,
know
actually,
that, you know
I've
that
lost him.
What you have.
Yeah, I lost him
2 years
ago this October.
Oh, wow.
He didn't live very long after this poem.
Wow. No, I didn't see it was 3 years old. So, but no, it's, there's something about puppy dogs, that particularly those you grow close to and particularly those that are bright and have their own personality.
Right.
They just sort of live with you. They really do.
This was my angel, but yeah. Thank you.
So how many puppies do you have at the minute, Sweet? Do you...
Right now, I have 3.
You got 3. Okay.
Amadeus is my oldest at 12. Mystique is 4.
Yes.
And then Remington is 7 months.
Yes. Okay.
What's the most you've had
all...
at any given time? What's the most you've had?
5.
5.
5. Wow. Okie doke. So, Lady A, did you want to say a few words about this piece?
Well, I did read it before, I do believe. I think that you did well to read that without, you know, crying a little bit tonight. And I think that you paid honor to him. And I think he's still a guard dog up there waiting for you. And it was very painful to see you go through this when you did lose him.
Very true.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought it was great that you were able to get through it tonight. But I really, it was just very endearing and emotional, too, at the same time. Because he was your friend, and it was shown here how good a friend he was, and all the things that you did together. And I think that's probably what made it even harder, because he did the traveling and the shows and stuff, and he did them well for you.
Hmm. Absolutely.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah.
Thank you, Lady A. And Deb, did you want to pass comments?
Yeah. For one, look at this. Look at that smile of his in the photo there. Your dogs always look so miserable, sweet. Just saying.
I know, don't they?
And, like, I love when you write about your fur babies, because your joy and your pride and your silliness and your tenderness all roll into one and come out all over the page. You managed to squeeze the frisbee in there. It was like a recap of all the amazingness throughout time up until that period. And like Lady A said, I do remember feeling your pain over the loss, and it just makes me think I should remind you what an amazing pet mommy you are, and how spoiled your babies are, and how much they know they're loved. What else can you do? You know, what a gift! Great share.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Excellent. Well, I thought, Hannah, at this point, I might put one of my pieces up on the board. And I read
yep.
I read this morning. This was a piece from history, really. And I remember right back when I had a I first met my now ex-wife, and she had a cat, and it was very defensive, let's say. And so this is Entente Cordiale, and it goes a little bit like this. 30 years ago or near, when I first met my wife, she had a cat held dear. Cass held on for her life. The Siamese, they know a thing or two about stuff, and she could see my go, then already had enough. So was a discreet claw and the odd hiss about. If I thought relations sore, a small nip made me shout. The cat flaps the locked room, interrupting she stayed. Would then lay to groom, as eyes on both weighed. Remained her entreaty right till the very end. Not sure reached a treaty to Entente Cordiale send. End poem.
I'm sorry, I don't mean to giggle, but Siamese are notorious for being little buggers that like to hide and strike and scratch. And I just... I think this was a fun write, but I'm just trying to figure if I think that you have a fond memory of this cat or not. I say maybe not your best bud there.
Not my best friend, no. No, not at all. But I still remember it from 30 years ago, so it was a memorable cat. Lady A, did you want to pass comment on... this small piece.
Well, it was concise as the way you wrote it, but I liked it because of the story that was told, and the fact that let me see. I'm sorry. Just hang on a second. I think that this was, a depiction of the cats ruling the roost, if you will. The cat flaps to locked room. I think she stayed, would then lay to groom as eyes on both weighed. So, you know, they just kind of are very arrogant and pushy cats are, because they do think they own everything. And, well, you know, you're kind of at their mercy a lot of times. It's like, you know, they look at you and say, you know, what are you doing here? You know, this is my spot, or this is my house. It just was a really, it was endearing too. And the fact that the Siamese, they know a thing or two about stuff, and she could see my go, then already had enough. They are exasperating too. We had cats when we were young. Like one time we had 9 cats in the house, and it actually smelled like that too. But but cats are creatures of habit, I guess. But they are the queens and kings of their castles for sure.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. So, and Hannah, did you want to say a few words?
Oh, yeah. Siamese cats, don't mess around.
No, they make a business. No, with you.
They don't. There's one breed I stay clear of if I don't know the animal. No, I love these, the memories of animals. It's funny that all your pets you will remember. You might not even remember who lived next door to you. for all time.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. And 30 years down the track, and I'm still, you know, still where it is for me. So it's really interesting. But and I should say too, Sweet has dropped. It's Lady A, You, Me, and Deb.
Okay.
Cool.
I wrote this two days ago, and
yes,
can you hear me?
Yes. Well, yes, I can, and I was going to grab your piece next. We'll do yours and then Hatter's. Yeah?
Okay.
So let's get that piece and put it on the board. Now, that's Allergy Alert. Is that right, Lady A?
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
While you're getting that, today in music history, 1946, Petula Clark opened at the age of 13 in a cabaret TV series in the UK.
Yes.
And Billie Holiday died in 1959 on this day.
Yes.
Papa's Got a Brand New Bag by James Brown in 1965 went on to sell 2 million copies, receiving a Grammy Award for the best and best for the best.
Great song.
For best and best rhythm and blues recording, Papa's Got a Brand New Bag.
Yep. Yep. Great song. There you go. Thank you, Hatter. And Lady A, your piece is up on the board.
Okay. I took a different spin with the cats and dogs, and this is called Allergy Alert. Most everyone has a dog or cat. I love them both, but I'm allergic. They say, oh, you won't be allergic to mine. He or she is hypoallergenic. They just don't understand. Dander is dander, no matter what kind of hair they have. Histamine overload is immediate. My throat tightens. A slight cough begins. Bronchial tube constriction. Wheezing present, and mucus thickens. I can't breathe. I carry a rescue inhaler all the time, 2 puffs and wait, repeat if necessary. It is always necessary. If I don't use my Ventolin inhaler right away, I can end up in the hospital. They call it respiratory arrest, IV steroids, nebulizers, and more meds. So when someone says they have allergies, they are allergic to your dog or cat, please understand. I love animals, but I just can't breathe. End poem.
There you go. When in doubt, listen to those people out there. Well, I mean, I guess that's what you're saying, Lady A, and that, you know, basically if it's a cat or a dog, something that's furry or hairy, then it's no good for you. So, you know, that's
well, it's true, but it's frustrating, too, because
where you are.
People think that you hate animals, but and the other thing about is that because I'm allergic to them and can't be around them, I'll try to talk to them, but inevitably they all come and twirl around my legs and sit at my feet, and they're in and out between my feet, and I end up getting an asthma attack as well. So it's really. And I would love to have a little pet, but I'm allergic to everything that's a fur-bearing, hair-bearing creature in the world, I think. So just food for thought, because last night I was at my neighbor's cottage, and her son and his wife came for a visit, and they had their dog with them. That dog, there were four of us sitting at the table. That dog wove in and out of my legs the whole night long, rubbed up against me, sat on my feet, and wouldn't practically leave my side. So, you know, and then you have to take your medicine because the conjunctiva of your eyes swells up over your eyeball. That's really attractive. That happens to me a lot, too, so.
They give you pink eye?
There you go.
No, they don't give me pink eye, but the it's like a balloon that's covering my eye. It's the pink tissues inside your eye. They swell, and so it's you know, I'd have a dog. I really would. I just can't.
I have a question though. because like this is so sad that it's really bothering me. Have you ever been around a Shih Tzu?
Yes.
Where there was no other
no
kind
difference.
Of pet? Because they
yeah,
have hair
it,
and not
it doesn't
fur.
Matter.
And
like my
usually
daughter
recommended
has a poodle. They're
usually recommended
to me
by
in my
doctors.
Medicine, there's no such thing as a hypoallergenic dog. The dog that was wrapping itself around my legs all evening last evening, they also claimed it was hypoallergenic. I went home and had a nice asthma attack, and my eyes were swollen up. And
do you mind if
you
I
know.
Ask what kind that was?
He was, what was he? He was a poodle mix. I forget what the other. No. Not a labradoodle, but it was something doodle. I forget what it was.
Yep.
A Portuguese water dog and a poodle or some crazy thing like that.
Well, maybe it's because they were mixed and one has hair and one has fur. Anyway,
no.
Yeah.
I was curious because, I'm allergic to cats, but, you know, I ignore it. I don't always do what's best. But, I do know
breathe?
Some people that are allergic to fur, but are okay with the Shih Tzus. That's why I asked. That's so sad.
But can you breathe though? People can have different types of allergies. They can get. I get hives, and my eyes get. That happens to my eyes, but my airway closes.
Well,
and so that's
now,
yeah. Which is
for me, it's itchiness,
yeah.
and if the fingernail or the saliva touches my skin, it itches like crazy. And if I get a scratch, it swells.
Yeah.
But no, it does not affect my breathing. I'm very
mine
sad.
Does.
It's yours. Damn, can you hear this?
Yeah.
Outrageous.
What are we hearing?
So, well, that is a different perspective that I'm sure Haddo has not thought about when he chose the topic, Gladio. So thank you for bringing that and for sharing that with us. And Hatter, if you want to now do your piece, which I've re-put back on the board.
Okay. Hairless pups and balding kitties. Goes like this. It starts again where it all begins, a clouded thought to fall, keeping two that look just like that look like you to mount upon the wall. Hairless pups and balding kitties out to walk in grassless cities, standing still against my will, picking up the little turds from being watched like cuckoo clocks left without the words. Plastic bags is all I had with holes that don't hold air. Pooping logs from cats and dogs, it shows how much I care. To hide under rain-type hats, waiting for the dogs and cats, I wonder if there's bigger rain, or if pigs you might teach take time to train. It would never be cats and dogs with raindrops the size of pot-belly hogs. I know.
Well, that's intriguing, Hatter. You clearly have memories of cats and dogs and traipsing on behind them and the rain and large amounts of water coming down as well.
Yeah, well, all make your mind go all witchy way.
Yeah. And the cuckoo clocks. That came back out too. Deb, did you want to say a few words about hairless pups and balding kitties?
I except I'm kind of stuck back at the end there with the pot-belly hogs. That if it's one of them little tiny ones, they're so cute. And I was trying to figure out, other than the fact that it rhymes with dogs, how the little pot-belly pigs got into the poem. I thought that was really cool. But standing still against my will, picking up the little turds. One of those times where you were conned into getting something and told you wouldn't have to be the one that cleaned up after it, huh, Hatter?
Yeah. Sort of a play on that rhyme of of aren't you glad that cows don't fly? Pretty pretty in the sky.
Fun one. Hairless puppies
yeah.
and balding kittens. Sky would have got a kick out of this. Her godchildren have a hairless cat. One of those Egyptian.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Oh, nice. Okay. Yeah, yeah. No, no. Well, I probably one of my. I do like the two rhymes that flow one from the next, Hatter. Kitties and cities is really cute. And words and turds is even more fun. So they probably take the Rhymers Award for the best pair of rhymes for the show so far, and probably for the show full stop, Hatter.
Yeah, it was a little quirky. I was all over the place.
It was interesting, though. Great rhyme. Love the rhyme. Radio, what did you think of this one?
Well, I love Hatter stuff. I love his rhyme and his cadence always. It's all the stories are always interesting, and it just is like each one is like a song to me. And so this was it was more of the same. And he just has a gift of having this sort of lyrical song. All of his poetry rings as a song in my head. Oh, yeah, I really liked it.
Sometimes I got to force myself to stay away from the limerick pattern. I'm always drawn to
from,
that limerick.
From the limerick sort of pattern.
Yeah. Yeah, when you get into the inner rhyme and you try to change it up and go back and forth, that limerick will slip in sometimes, and then you're stuck.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
Don't fight it, just go with it.
Interesting. And did you find this one easy to write or not?
The Captain Dogs. I found it more difficult than I thought. I thought it more difficult than I thought. I had written down a couple of things, ideas, and so I tried all three, and none of them wrapped up well. So I started picking the best lines and messing around with it, and just a little bit of humor is what I got left.
Yeah. Cool. Yeah, worked well. Not work well. Now, Deb, did you have a chance to put a poem of yours on the board for this work? On the top?
Yeah, I put either choices. I put either a cutesy cat or a creepy dog.
Cutesy cat.
They're both
creepy
on the board.
Dog. Oh, I can see. Oh, Hatter, are you going to go a cat or a dog in this particular case?
I get to choose.
Yeah, creepy
you do?
Dog,
you do?
Cutesy cat.
Oh, so cat.
Okay,
on
grabbing
cat.
It now.
Got it. You're on the cat.
Cute
you're
cat.
Grabbing it, Deb?
Yes, sir. Coming right up.
Cool.
Here he is. And I love this photo. It was a contest I wrote for John Coe, and I think this cat's stunning. He is so cool.
Yeah, isn't it? Yeah.
Anyhow, the poem is called His Match.com Profile Pic. Here we go. Neath the opal moon disco ball strobe light, cats from the neighborhood meet up to dine, feasting on warm sun-baked trash can buffets, lapping spilled buttermilk, sweet as red wine. Black velvet ears mark the top of his head, of the male cat that dwells in Toledo. On his button nose, the ebony shows, sporting his pepper and salt tuxedo. Nine lady cats strut on fence-top tightropes for bachelor felines scouting a mate. They prance on fur paws, tails twitch in the air, then to breed kitten call. Then to breed kittens, cats can conjugate. Hairball Casanova flicks white whiskers sitting on a wooden crate seeking cat queens. Twin calico females hit the catwalk, purr as they slink by perfumed with sardines. Jumping on the ground from the milk box throne, tuxedo cat sniffs the kitty sisters. two she-cats, and this he-cat tallied to three, heading to Ohio, twin wives and one mister. And boom.
Well, when in doubt,
one up, go to Hawaii. Go to Ohio, I say, Deb. So that's the short take of that for me as a poem. Hatter.
Yeah, stray cat strut.
Exactly.
And then,
love that song.
Love that song. Just to pay the rent. Yeah, feeling the sardine.
I'm not broke, but I don't care. I strut right by with my tail in the air.
Mm-hmm. You're a lucky guy. I love the picture. You got a little too close to the blender.
I love the coloring of his coat. He's a stunner.
Beautiful, isn't it? Beautiful.
I know, Roscoe. Are you jealous? You're such a jealous.
Beats another song. Remember the show. You had Officer Dibble and all the cats were Rock Hudson and different movie stars as called him maybe there was a cartoon. He hung out in the alley with all his cats with Officer Dibble.
No clue.
Yeah, I remember it. Hatter, I do. Top Cat,
yeah, TC. Call him TC.
Hey, I do know who he is.
Yeah.
Yep, Top Cat, that's what it was.
Officer Dibble.
Yep.
I love it. All his sidekicks were movie stars. One was Rock Hudson.
Yeah, very cute.
It's with me, see?
Very
cute. Back over the years, Marcy off of his head. No cat. Welcome to the other.
There was a kid's show on, I don't know if it was Canadian or if it was American, but it was called The Friendly Giant. Did you guys get that down there?
Yeah.
And you had the Jerome the giraffe and Rusty the rooster. But there was also a little, I think it was a trio of kittens that played musical instruments.
Really?
Were little puppets that, there were three little kittens that played instruments on The Friendly Giant.
Well, there you go. I did not know about The Friendly Giant, Lady A. We did not
really? I love The Friendly Giant.
No, we did not get The Friendly Giant down in Australia. We had a variety of other American shows come through, like Flipper, for example, you know. But we didn't get The Friendly Giant. We did have, though, we had Skippy, of course, the bush kangaroo, who various people with the help of a very, very old Bell helicopter, and in the park that he was in on the outskirts of Sydney. So that the park is still there, and the ranger station is now a tourist attraction where you can go and see Skip, of course, if you're into that sort of thing. We had sort of the Australian ones. But we
did you have Captain Kangaroo?
Yes, we did. Skippy was more popular, like here to tell you. So,
okay.
But we did have Captain Kangaroo. Yes.
Yeah,
and
Captain Kangaroo was live.
Yeah, correct. Whereas Skippy was pre-taped of Kangaroo to go, and all that sort of bits
taped
that they were doing. They had to put them in. Yeah.
Yeah. It's taped live, whatever. Yeah.
So, anyway, there you go. So, Deb, that was cute.
thanks. That was cute. I particularly love the cat, but the poem was really cute. Hannah, we having chosen to do the cat, not the dog poem, I was going to put my final cat poem up, which was one that I wrote a little while ago, and is one of my favourites for flow, I have to say. You know, I Robert Louis Stevenson wrote on this, and I reckon, you know, this is just as cool as his. So this is Sunflowers by Day. It goes a little bit like this. On an old grandfather clock, I see a man on the moon, the bells pierce squalls by streets nearer noon. Dueling within sounds, felines joust upon eaves, while wattle birds sleep in the deep crook of leaves. Wave sunflowers by day ping into caves bats, seen cats balancing, crews on breeze gnats. Whisker of group lore likely scurry the mice, quick turnabout of tails once hiss given twice. Rumpled cot blanket, baby is fast asleep, thighs exhale paws, print pattern sweep. A bat fog then ball drawn away on moon. Face of clock tears, smiling faded, a moon in palm.
Very cool.
If you're into flow, that's where it's at. Just rolls down the page, Deb. So that's one from a few years ago. A poem that's been used by me in a couple of Tic Mac Poe episodes, and I don't think people have picked it as me on either occasion. Can't use it again now, but it's damn cool. Anyway, there you go. I think the next Tic Mac Poe, by the way, is coming up on Friday of next week.
Yes, that's true.
And I can tell you the theme. The theme of the show is October. The theme of the show is October, so all of the poems in Tic Tac Poe this time will be have something to do with October. So that is the theme. Sort of strange to be doing the theme October in July, but it makes perfect sense to me. Hatter, did you like the Sunflowers by Day?
Unable to follow it. My phone is screwing up. I'm trying to catch up.
Oh, no, that's okay. That's cool. Lady A, were you able to follow this one through?
I'm stuck here.
Lady A, are you there? Oh, nope, she's dropped. In that case, I can't ask her. Deb, you've said a few words, so that's kind of cool. So I was thinking, Hatter, we needed to think about the theme for next week. And
yeah.
I think it's my turn. Yes? I think
yes,
it's
it
my
is.
Turn. And so I always go for sort of strangely sort of industrial things, and I've got a history of it. And I was thinking I'd do the same thing again for the fun of it, unless you have a fundamental objection.
Oh,
you know, like
nothing.
I think I've done blue, and I think I
okay.
did... Steam and anyway, I was thinking, unless you come back to me and say that's a really stupid idea, I was going to go stainless steel.
Go for it.
Stainless steel. Stainless
Talk
steel.
About countless ways to go with the topic.
Stainless steel. You can do a lot with stainless steel.
Oh, stainless steel. Okay. Okay.
Stainless. There's a whole heap of stuff you can do with stainless steel. You can go in a whole heap of different directions. You know, you could go dark with a knife. You could go, you know, anywhere in between. But I thought it was nice and open there, stainless steel. Yeah, it has a it gives scope.
For sure.
Hmm.
So
yeah.
Many ways to go.
But there you go. Stainless steel it is. Now, we've got our way through all the poems, Deb.
Yes. And I was just looking, stainless steel. You need stainless steel to pierce things. So there's an interesting stainless steel object on the board.
You do. Absolutely. And I should say before, Deb, that we did have a person on the board, and I just wasn't 100% sure of them, even though I spoke to them, and I didn't want them in when we were talking about all the stuff with Sweet and her puppies and stuff, and so they decided to leave because they didn't get straight onto air. So I don't think we missed anything.
Yeah, because we sometimes get one where they act kind of nice, and then you open the line and things go wrong. So I don't like to open the line if I don't feel comfortable either.
I just wasn't. I wasn't convinced that it wasn't one of those circumstances, Deb. Yeah. And so I just left them on hold, and then they decided that they'd had enough. So, and typically if they want to stick around, they'll stick around for a bit longer than that. And if they're trying to be idiots, they often drop. We manage that.
Yes. Absolutely.
I just, you have that inkling that it wasn't going to be right when you opened the blind. I just had that inkling, and I can't explain why.
Yep, I get you.
But I trust it. So, okie doke. So, next week, we are doing stainless steel, and I think We might finish up there. What do you think, Deb?
Yeah, that sounds fine.
Adam? Yeah, is that okay?
That absolutely works. And tomorrow, shout out for 11 p.m. for Pretty Bird Under the Bus in Darkness.
Yes. It is dark.
She wants to hear about things that go bump in the night. Goblins, fears.
Okey-doke.
General creepiness.
Okay.
That's 11.
Okay.
And then on Monday, it's Hatter's birthday. Hatter, are you still up for this?
Birthday.
I don't know. I've got two appointments. I got to do Monday for the surgery later in the week.
Yep.
I don't know how I'm going to feel. I'll be okay.
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 And if you're not, make sure you say so. I don't have any issues postponing stuff. You know that.
No, exactly.
So I guess that's the next two nights, pre-bird, then.
Yes.
Your birthday.
Yes.
So on that note, how about if Hatter goes and gets some more rest and AP steps into his afternoon and...
Yes, well, the kids here tonight, and I thought we'd go out sort of appropriately because Hatter wants, of course, we want him to get some sleep, and so stainless steel next week. I thought we'd use Enter Sandman by Metallica. Deb, you might be able to see how that sort of fits.
Yeah.
Enter Sandman by Metallica. We'll finish off with, and thank you to everybody for joining us. We had a full board right up front. We had probably 10 lines going. It was all happening. Thank you to Deb for putting the collab together, as always. Thank you to Hatter for choosing the topic and for hanging around, particularly because I know it's been a hard week. And thanks to Lady A, to Sweet, Guy, to Stephen. And it's been good fun.
Always is. Love and respect, guys.
Okay. Here we go. Here's Enter Sandman by Metallica. Stainless Steel next week. And we'll see everybody very soon. See you soon. Bye, everybody.
nicely up to go into the psychosis for next week. Thank you everybody for calling in. Adder, all the best for your birthday and for all the things that are happening this week. And we will catch you next Saturday night. Bye, everybody.
Yep. You guys later.
Thank you.